Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome to a kingdom call because it is kingdom time. Hallelujah. We are excited that you have joined in with us tonight. And we are just lifting up the name of Jesus. And we are building ourselves up in our most holy faith. Hallelujah. And so tonight is a night we want to continue with our teaching from last time. Last time we were talking about divas. Is that you? So I want to pause for you to go ahead and text some of your friends, some of the sisters in the body of Christ, some of your co-workers. Text them, call them, let them know that a kingdom call, Diva, is on the airwaves. And we want to invite them on so we can just break this bread together. We are thankful and grateful for you, our listening audience. We certainly couldn't do this would not even be here without you. So we thank you for your support. We thank you that you connect with us weekly. We are here every Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio, Granny's Place. So we are excited to have an opportunity to gather the saints together and see what the Lord is telling us in this hour. So, yeah, go ahead and take someone and tell them to connect. This is going to be a great discussion. I do want to share with you that we will have time for you to comment, to share. We will also take prayer requests. We are a praying ministry, and we believe in the power of prayer, and we will come in agreement, hallelujah, with your prayer requests and what you are believing God for. So we are excited. Thank you for being a part of what we are doing on this kingdom call. I am Elder Jordan, and you are connected to a kingdom call. I do want to pause just for a moment and have Sister Monica to come on and to share with you some of our kingdom assignments. I do want you to know that we do kingdom work. Amen. We are about the Father's business. And so we go anywhere in the Metroplex. We even go outside of Texas to other states. And whatever the door is open for us to do kingdom, we are willing. And we want to encourage you to listen to the announcements, to be prayerful, and to even support, your financial support in helping us to do what God has called us to do is very important. And when you help us do what we're doing, you are actually doing it. So we all get blessed from being a blessing to those that God is calling us to. So grab your pencil and paper and pen and your tablets and your calendar, so that you will be abreast and you can be prayerful. You can join up with us at our local places. And if you are abroad, listen and see when we're coming to your state, that you'll be ready to plug in with us where we are. Amen. Sister Monica, are you there?
Good evening, Kingdom people. It is a pleasure to be with you again this evening. We just want to thank you for being on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Wednesday at 9:30. And please, if there are any technical difficulties, just bear with us. We're going to get through them. And sometimes there may be a little lag, but you might have to call in maybe a few minutes later. But we're going to be on. We're going to press through. Amen.
Amen.
And we want to remind you, on Mondays at 9:30, we have our Kingdom Call, the International Prayer Network Prayer Line. This is an open call to all, for all intercessors and prayer warriors. The telephone number is 218-936-6142, 218-936-6142, and the passcode is 772-937. That's 772-937. That's every Monday at 9:30. We want to remind you, every third Sunday is the day that the ministry goes to the Lusteret Jail at 6 p.m. every third Sunday. So we're asking that you keep us in your prayers as we conduct this ministry with the ladies there. Also, if you
Amen.
Have new or used Bibles, we're asking that you will let us know, contact us, and we'll be able to get with you with getting the Bibles, because the ladies are requesting Bibles, and we do want to get them the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Also, on every fourth Friday of the month, we have Laughter, Love to Life. This is a social. And we come together from 6:30 to 9 at our headquarters at 3213 I-30 in Mesquite, Texas, 75150. Again, that's 3213 I-30, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. And that's every fourth Friday of the month. And that's Laughter, Love to Life. Also coming up this Saturday, we will be with Pastor Don and You Like Family Outreach. This will be at the Mattie Nash Center from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We are expecting laughter, games, fun for the entire family. Amen?
Amen.
We will be having a concert as well. So, again, that will be this Saturday from 11 to 3. And those of you who are on the line who will be working the event, we're asking you to be there at 9 a.m.
Amen.
Coming up on June 27th, we will be having a fundraiser in Mesquite. As Elder Jordan told you, we are out doing ministry, and ministry costs money. We have some exciting things
Amen.
Going on, and we don't want to do anything to on the cheap. Let's just say it like that. We don't want to do anything on the
Amen.
Cheap because God doesn't do anything with us on the cheap. And so whatever we do for God, we want to do it in excellence for his people.
Excellent.
And so
Amen.
We're asking that you would just help us out with our fundraisers. If you have want to make a donation, you can make those to Linda Jordan Ministries. And you can send those to P.O. Box 852501. Again, that's P.O. Box 852501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. Or if you are a user of PayPal, you can use the email address excellingministry@sbcglobal.net. That's excellingministry@sbcglobal.net. Also, we would like to remind you, July 17th is our midnight prayer from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Changing Directions Christian Center. Changing Directions Christian Center. And that's 1615 Northampton Road in DeSoto, 75115. Coming up in August, yeah. August 13th through the 15th at Miracle Temple in Lancaster or Lancaster, depending on where you're from. they will be having their women's conference. Elder Jordan will be the guest speaker on the 14th of August. And coming up in September 10th through the 13th, we're taking him to the streets in inner city Baltimore. So we are excited about that. We have lots of things going on, and we ask that you would just plug in with us at any point. Please contact us at 972-741-8207. That's 972-741-8207 or 214-755-4617. 214-755-4617. You can contact us at one of those numbers to let us know which events you would like to plug into, which events you want to get more information about, how you can help and assist us in any way. And so we are eager to hear from you. And these are our happenings for this year.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for those announcements. And we are excited about what God is doing and what he is allowing us to do. It is a privilege to be able to be about the Father's business. It is a privilege. So we are very excited, and we cannot do this without you, saints. So please partner with us. Hallelujah. You can partner with your prayers. You can partner with your finances. You can partner by being there. And so we just invite you to help us do what God has called us to do. Amen. We are kingdom. We are kingdom people. And so that means there's no specific jurisdiction that he has given us. Jurisdiction. And so we will go anywhere that the door is open because we are not scared, and God has prepared us for such a time as this. I want to just reiterate that next Friday is our Laughter, Love, to Life social. And we, how many know that when you work hard, you need to play hard too? And so we believe that because we are hard workers. Amen. We're hard workers for the kingdom, and we're hard workers as parents and providers for our families. And so with that, we need to take time, amen, to just kind of exhale, to you know, relax and enjoy other healthy and good company. And so we want to invite you to Laughter, Love, to Life. That is next Friday, and it's a social. So it's very informal, it's very casual, it's very relaxed, and we just have a good time. Do you remember that the Bible says that he laughs, amen? He sits high and he laughs. Laughter is healthy. Laughter is good, and we really don't get enough of it. Clean, pure, wholesome laughter. And so I want to invite you to come next Friday. We do it once a month. On the last Friday of each month. And we have, this time we'll be at the headquarters, but there are times that we're out around the Metroplex enjoying what the entertainment that we have in our city. So please come out. I also want to send a clarion call to all of the intercessors, all of the saints. Let me just say that, to the saints, to be a part of our Kingdom Call Prayer Watch that we will be doing on July. And that's going to be the 17th of July. Sister Monica has given the information, and I just want to put that on your heart, because the intercessors, we need to come together. The women who and the men who believe in prayer, we need to come together and pray on one accord corporately. So you will be sacrificing some sleep, but I can promise you, if your heart is in tune to it, you won't even miss the sleep, because it's at 11 o'clock at night. So you won't be weary. So want to ask you and invite you to come. And then lastly, wanted to just remind you of our crusade. We are taking Jesus to the street. We're taking our Savior to the streets, and we're taking him to the streets abroad. So we will be going to the inner city of Baltimore, Maryland, in September, and we want to take a team. And we are excited that we have already formulated an awesome team, but you can still go. Please get with us. We are doing what we need to do to go. If you can't make it, you may want to help someone to go, or you want to sow into what we're doing. More importantly, keep us in prayer. It is about the souls. I know you are familiar with what has been going on in Baltimore, and we want to go and release a deposit of God's love, God's peace, God's restoration, amen, God's delivering power, so that those that are still struggling and stumbling will have an opportunity to be set free, because we are not afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're prepared to go and tell the story. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So please, sirs and ma'ams, join in with us. Hallelujah. As we move the kingdom of God on earth forward. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I thank God for our listeners, and we want to give you a time to share. or to speak, as well as a prayer request. We have been talking last time about diva, the word diva, the root of it. Why has the church grabbed it and ran with it? So we're going to talk about it and finish up our discussion tonight, and we want to give you an opportunity to speak on it if you so wish. Amen? So we know that, and let's go ahead and open up some of the lines. If you would like to be a part of the live audience as we are speaking now, request to speak with the host, and it will indicate, and I'll be able to bring you on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So, we talked about last time the word diva and where it came from. And we came to realize in our study that it is a diva is a goddess. And let me just go back and just say why we are sharing it. We are bringing an awareness bringing it to the forefront of the body of Christ that we really should not be using this word. And I know that we've been using it very innocently, but it doesn't matter if you're using it innocently or on purpose. It carries negative connotation. Anything dealing with goddess, prima donna, Egypt, goddesses, and worshiping gods, you are opening up the door for demonic activity to come into your life. And we see all the time, you see it, you know, a lot, where we'll take the initials of the word diva and we will make it to sound godly or to make it sound, to make it mean something good, something that pertains to Christianity or spiritual, divine intercession, virtuous, you know, just taking those words and putting something that doesn't give the negative connotation of a diva, but when you spell the word out, you're still saying and giving room to and glorifying the demonic goddess. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So because it doesn't matter, the devil doesn't mind us using it, and we use it with a spiritual tone to it. He don't care as long as we're mm-hmm. using it, because that's a door. That's giving the enemy a door into our spiritual life. And we do not want to give room. We do not want to glorify. We do not want to shine on anything that Satan is doing. And so when we're flashing, you know, D for divine and I for inspiration and V for victorious or A, think of a word that we could use for A that they use. We can open up unaware. And so we don't want to be unaware when we're dealing with the kingdom of God. We certainly don't want to be unaware when we're dealing with the demonic, with anything mm-hmm. that gives a negative connotation. So that's why we're wanting to talk about and share and just remind the saints that we don't want to be called a diva. There are so many other things that we can be called that builds us up, that edifies us, amen, and that gives God glory in our lives, other than being called a diva. Now, I'm going to tell you, there was a time not being aware. Allowing people to use it, even in conversation, all day.
Hello. Amen.
I can hear Elder Jordan.
And it seemed as though the enemy does not want me to release this and continue to let the light shine on this spirit of diva. But guess what? We are going to shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And so, and see, diva, we talked about it last time, it's a prima donna, but her the definition or the character of her has her very prideful, very haughty. They said that she is very powerful, and people are summoned to her beckoning. And we don't want to give off that type of a character, because God has called us to be virtuous women, strong women, mm-hmm. but yet under his anointing, under his authority, amen,
mm-hmm.
not being boastful and being proud and being arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that's what that that the diva is. She's very, she's confident, and there's nothing wrong with that when you're confident in Christ Jesus. But when you're confident in yourself, because there's nothing within us good that we can do. Every good and perfect work that we can do, it comes from God. Amen. Anything good that you have, anything good, our gifts and our talents, it comes from God. But see, this diva, prima donna spirit wants everything to be shining on her. She wants to be lifted up. She wants to be elevated. That's not the spirit of Christ. We want to be humble and lonely in spirit. Amen. We want to be lovable. Amen. And we want people to be able to feel like they can come to us. We're nurturers, women. We're nurturers. So we don't want to have this haughty and prideful, arrogant spirit or air about us and turn away the young babies and the young teenagers that would need to come to us but don't know how to come to us, because our nose is in the air, because we think that we're better than them. And see, and that spirit, it all stems from the media and how the world has been, because this diva comes out of the opera, the entertainment. And you know how we are about entertainers. You know how we are about Christian entertainers. So can you imagine about the world. They idolize, they worship, they pay hundreds of dollars for a concert ticket to sit thousands of feet away from the entertainer. But because it's just something about it, it makes us gravitate to it. And then the person who is, quote, unquote, this diva, the flesh can't handle all of that attention. See, that's why we as Christian women, we don't need to be caught up in that, because the flesh pops up. But and the flesh will take us into places in the natural realm that we really don't need to go as saints. Amen. One of the definitions says that it's one who behaves as a goddess, the one who is like God. Excuse me? Like God? How dare we, you know, see ourselves in that light.
Right.
And you may not, but that spirit, see, it's all of where it is rooted from. You may not even think like that, but where it stems from, it's a stronghold. And when a stronghold enters in, it will have you doing things that you would not normally do as a woman of God, as a Christian lady. Amen? We were sharing with another person. We were just talking about how easy it is for us because, you know, we as women, period, we have we care about the way we look. Appearance is important to us, and it should be, and it should be. But we still have to be careful. The Bible tells us we are not in this world, of the world. Amen? And that means that just because this fashion comes out and just because this fashion comes out, that some of us don't, even if we weren't, say, women, some of us don't need to wear everything that comes out. Amen? But more importantly, we need to be careful what we wear, what it is saying in what we're wearing. I heard someone say that I have seen some of the sexiest women at the church. Now, years ago, you would hear that at the nightclub. But when we hear that being said about the body of the women and the body of Christ, we want to examine ourselves. We want to step back and look at how we are carrying ourselves. What are you know, what are we really, why are we wearing what we're really wearing? Why are we really wearing you know, what are we trying to tell someone by our dress? That I'm available or that I belong to the Lord? Amen? I'm available to the world, or I belong to my Father. Amen? We have to be careful, saints, that we just don't catch on to any and everything because the world has grabbed a hold to it. We don't have to gravitate to the things of the world. We have the anointing. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the power of God's word. We have the Holy Spirit. We have everything that we need to draw the world without us looking and acting and taking from the world to bring the world into Christ. That does not make sense to me. If I want to draw you onto my side, then I need to show you why you need to come on my side. I need to show you why you need to relinquish and leave where you are and why it is better on my side. But if you don't see anything that would make you think, oh, it is better. It is greener.
Mm-hmm.
It is better. Mm-hmm. There is mm-hmm. peace. There is joy. There is salvation.
Mm-hmm.
There is
right.
healing. There is mm-hmm. wholeness on this side. Because the world is
mm-hmm.
still struggling, saints. The world is
right.
still struggling. They're still groping. They're still looking. They're bound
mm-hmm.
by so many different things, and they do want
mm-hmm.
to be free. Don't let them kid you. The world
mm-hmm.
wants to be free. Those that are in the world, they want to be free.
Yeah.
But the thing that have them is really taking a hold to them and having them to think that this is really a better way. But we have got to just wake up and say the way God made us, and I am not saying anything about the way we dress in terms of, you know, fixing ourselves up, all of that. I'm not going there. Amen. We can allow the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit to be our guide, and he'll tell you when you've gone too far to the left. But we've
mm-hmm.
been using this diva word a little bit too much. And I think that we need to take a stand when our sister or the person in church, even if it's the first lady, just let her know if she's not yet aware. This is, let's
mm-hmm.
look into why we don't want to use this word over us.
Let's
uh-huh. just see if we can find another word that will be an eye catcher, because we're trying to get somebody's attention. We want them to remember. So we use different words and names to be an eye catcher, to grab their
mm-hmm.
attention. But I just believe that we can find something other than diva, amen,
mm-hmm.
To get the women's attention and let them know that they have greatness in them, that they
right.
are more than
yeah.
a conqueror, that they are the apple of God's eye, that they are beautiful just the way God made them. And we
mm-hmm.
don't have to be throwing all of these seductive and sensual clothes and you know, flirty attitudes, and we don't have to do all that, because the Bible
mm-hmm.
tells us that when he finds a woman, he finds a good thing. So
mm-hmm.
they're looking for you. God will send them. You don't have to be flirty. You know, you don't
mm-hmm.
have to be that. Just be who you can be friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But men know. Men know when you are trying to send them a message that is
mm-hmm.
is not a holy message. Oh, they know.
Right.
Right. You talk to them, you know, just in conversation, even if you have brothers. You talk to them about women. They can tell you and will tell you about how women, and then even women in the church. So I do want to go ahead and open up the lines, because, you know, I want to hear your thoughts on this. And so I'm going to open up every line that's on, and give you an opportunity to share. Give me just a moment. And if you do not want to, then you certainly don't have to. Amen. And so I
mm-hmm.
think that we have a few of the lines open. So I want to just pause here to give anyone an opportunity to give any feedback or to add into what we've talked about on the last two. But before I do that, I want to just release a couple of scriptures that the Bible speaks of the women of God. Amen? And in Psalms 27, It says, my flesh and my heart may fail God, but God is my strength of my heart and my portion forever. God is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
A gracious Amen. Woman obtains honor, and ruthless men attain riches. A gracious woman obtains honor. Mm-hmm. It says in Proverbs, a wise woman builds her house, and a wise woman would be careful about what she says, what she is, you know, wearing. A wise woman, amen, says a woman.
You said Proverbs.
That was Proverbs 14:1. That was Proverbs 14. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. That was Proverbs 11:16.
Oh,
11:16. Proverbs 11:16. And then it says Psalm 73 was my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength. And see, when this flesh get weak, because it will, we have to draw our strength from our keeper,
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is, we don't want to let the world dictate to the women of God who we are. We don't want the world to have so much power and think that, you know, it's all of that in a bag of chips that we want to grab it. We want to come up with what we know has power and authority so much for the world to want to use it and transform their lives. Because these words that we're using, and then we're frustrated, and then we're dealing with different things because we've allowed the enemy to enter in unaware, you know. So we want to be careful about the words that we use. So did anyone, let me give you another Proverbs 31. It says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Proverbs 31, and it's verse 30. It says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised.
Amen.
And then 1 Timothy says, 2:9-15, it says, likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modesty, and discreetly, not with hair braided. Well, we won't go into all of that, but we want to clothe ourselves, you know. And I wasn't even trying to go here, you know, but since the Holy Spirit is leading me there, we'll just release this, share this, that, you know, don't be offended when you're in church and the usher or the women, the mothers, come to you and ask you to lay something over your lap.
Amen.
Don't be offended. We need to know that we cannot come into the house of God any kind of way. We can't do it. And we are praying for the mothers in Zion to get back on the wall. And they come down somewhat because so much flesh has come in with attitudes with the flesh. And rather than get in their flesh, they step back. But that's not what we want to do. We want to be able to give correction, and we want you to receive the correction. And it's both done in love. It's given in love, and it should be received in love. Because we cannot continue to just let it be. No, No, we have to bring forth correction. Okay, so did anyone have anything to share about Diva? Is that you? We're always talking about Diva. Anyone?
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, God bless
you. Can you hear me? Amen.
Yes.
First of all, I'm giving honor to God, to my sister, Elder Jordan, and all my other sisters in the Lord. I'm just glad for this moment in time just to be able to hear something uplifting, a teachable word, a word that we can take with us and ponder on and think about and even meditate. And when I first heard you talking, sister, I was thinking, first when I heard your subject, I wasn't sure you said that. And then I said, she's going to teach us on Diva. I said, wow. It's not a famous word of mine. I have other ones that probably are questionable, but that particular word, I heard it, and, you know, maybe even used it at some point, but never thought about it to the level of what your teaching was about it. So I count it a blessing to have been able to, where you brought it in to let us know a lot of things that we put out in the atmosphere. We can be putting a lot of things out that are negative and not to our best interest. But tonight,
amen,
I praise God for you bringing that out because, like I said, that's not my famous word. I may have some other ones, just not that one, but I have heard it. And I may have said it at some point, innocently. But
this was
enlightening.
And the word Diva, thank you. It's she's fashionable. Who doesn't like to be fashionable? The women.
Right.
You know, this Diva is fashionable. The thing is that when we study out the words that we use, because people used to use that word to me, and I would even use the word to others. But when you come to know better, you do better. Amen?
Yes, I know.
And when somebody corrects me and I begin to look into that, I'm like, you are absolutely, sister is not a diva.
Right.
A diva I am not. But we don't know. I sent out a text. And in the text, I had some people that responded, yes, I am. But they don't really know. They didn't know.
Oh, yes.
But
we're not. And you know what?
Christians are not divas. We're not divas. We're women of God. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Go ahead.
And I would like to also quickly, and I'm going to be through this one minute, one other quick point, that I made up in my mind that when I go out, well, I tell a lot of people, I'm a cheerleader, just like how they have cheerleaders, how it's cowboys. I'm Jesus' cheerleader. And then when I go out every day, I have to remind myself of representing him. Because you do get into some road rage situations and you get into people, things happening just while I was walking outside your door. So keep it in mind that every time we step out of the house out there, we are representing God. And I don't have a problem. I'm a cheerleader for the Lord, and this is who I am. But it was a great lesson, and I pray that God strengthens me to be an example that a youth or other women will say, you know what, that's something good to know about a follower. I like the way she carried herself in the Lord. I'd rather have something said like that. But anyway, amen to the teaching on Jesus tonight.
Amen.
God bless you. Anyone else? Thank you.
Amen. I'm enjoying that. Got on late, but I did hear the teaching on Diva. We were in revival, and I thank the Lord. I rushed home and got on here to hear more about Diva. You know, I was talking to someone, since you brought it to the attention, that, you know, you noticed in church and how the young lady said that she was the first lady of the church. And I asked her, I said, why do you dress like that? She said, dress like what? I said, the way you dress. I said, why do you do that? She said, well, all these young ladies start coming into church, and they were dressing like that, and she started dressing like her husband not to be watching them. And she had this stiletto here.
Wow.
She had this skirt on that as if it was painted. I said, your skirt is like it's painted on you, you know. And I think she was thinking herself as being a diva. And she's teaching.
Yes.
And everything is fitting tight and snug as a rug. What? Why do you want, you know, into the place until your
sexual,
arms?
Sexual.
I'm sure when you take your when you pull your clothes off, you have. I mean, you release yourself. Your arms got to be. I mean, tight on your arms, tight on your breast. Your bust area, just tight everywhere. There's no any room for anything. And I said, well, I said we have a teaching, and I was listening to. A prophet is Linda Jordan teaching about it, and I didn't look at it before, but now I'm noticing it, and it's in the church. The young girls
it's
with
the
pants on and the pants
the
as if they are painted on them. And you said something tonight. Where are the mothers? When I was 21, 22, 3, 4, 5, and all of that in church, we couldn't walk in like that. And if anyone walked in like that, this thing has progressed. It's gotten worse because
it has.
Before
it really
that,
has.
It wasn't like this. And the skirts are so short. And I'm like, wow. You know, and they walk up in the church, the hair, and I just left Revival. We walked out of Revival, and there were three women as members of that church in the Revival, and they were dressed exactly what we're talking. I remember the time.
Yeah.
It kind of made her feel like, okay, the my husband's looking at him and this, that, and she said she just wanted to feel apart. I said, but you're beautiful the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
You do not
mm-hmm.
have to dress like this. And I said, don't
mm-hmm.
dress like this anymore. You know, and she said, you're making me feel bad. And I said, yes, I want to make you feel bad. And I hope you feel bad enough not to do it anymore. You know, if your husband's going to run after these divas, well, baby, you know.
He's
going to
run after them anyway.
Yes. With you dressing like that will not stop him from running after those divas or whoever they are. And it wasn't this bad, Prophetess Jordan. It wasn't this bad at, in, you know, maybe I'll say in the, what can I say, the 90s maybe? And all of a sudden, it's getting worse and worse and worse, and there's no shame. There's nothing. They walk in, and, you know, and I'm like, one of the girls was pulling I said, why are you tugging and pulling on that skirt? She said, I don't know, well, it's not coming down anymore. You knew it was that short when you left home, and now you're uncomfortable, and you should feel uncomfortable because that is inappropriate. Even for a beautiful young lady, she's beautiful, but they think they're in competition, and they think they have to do it, and more of them and more are doing it. And I just know that we got to do something about it.
Our young people, or the young people, the young teenagers, the young adults, feel like they have to pull from the world, the saints, the young teenagers that are Christians. And that's something that we don't have to do. We really can stand alone. Our God is great. And we can stand alone. We don't have to pull from the world for anything. Our God has everything. And it's like we're trying to get their attention. Let me get your attention with a miracle. He raised the dead. That gets you attention. Amen. He zeroed out house notes. That gets your attention. Does somebody else have something to share?
Yeah, I wanted to just say this one thing, and then you tell me what you feel on that. I have actually seen this. The mothers, the elders, and the mothers trying to come out of their character and dress like their daughters and the teenagers.
Yes,
I truly see this. With my eyes on a Sunday morning. We got to pray even for our mothers that's trying to kick it and
absolutely.
Be young. Yeah. In the church. I mean,
the
older
lust
women.
Of the eyes. The lust of the eyes. the pride of
life. What can
we
do about it, you all? What can we as Christian women, what is it that you believe that the Father...
Well, I tell you what I think we can do is just like what we're doing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
First, you know, every opportunity that you can talk about it in the church,
yeah, okay.
You know, and that's bringing awareness.
Yes.
Awareness. When you have your women's group, when you have your youth group, you know, that's when you talk about it. And then have them to be praying for it. Have your prayer team in your ministry to be praying against this spirit.
Mm-hmm.
This spirit, it creeps in any kind of way that it can. And it's a Jezebel, it's a haughty spirit, you know, that's sensuous. And that's why we have so much sexual sin in the church.
Because it is
creeped in and we have no discipline, no spiritual discipline. We have no spiritual, that's where the maturity in the saints need to step up.
Yes, you're right.
We have to be mature. And when you are mature, it's certain things that you won't do and it's certain things that you won't even allow in God's house. And you have to start with bringing forth the teaching, awareness. They're bringing awareness on cancer. Well, this is just like a cancer. It eats at you until you want to just be so, you know, revealing until it's distracting the men in the church. So that's what
I
believe is where it will start.
Well, you
can come as you are. You can come as you are.
But that doesn't mean.
But that doesn't mean to get your clothes that you wear to the club.
Right.
Well, Elder Jordan.
Yes.
A lot of young women come to the church, child, and just like the lady, I didn't get her name, she was talking about how the girl was trying to pull her skirt down, and she told her she knew it was short. But see, God probably has started convicting her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tell them, you know, some brought, even my daughter, she's 30, and, you know, she got a husband and children. But, you know, I try to tell her and you know, and all that, but until God start convicting them, you know.
Exactly. And that's why we have to start teaching.
Convicting them, like that young lady felt shame when she said she was trying to pull her skirt down, and she told her she know it was that short, she probably won't be wearing no more that short no more. Because when God, once you get in there and God start convicting you, you'll be trying to do better, you know.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's the prayer.
Amen.
And that's the prayer. And that's why he tells us to come as we are. But some of the things that we have in our closet, these girls' clothes that they pay for is quite expensive.
Good money.
And, yes, and they can actually buy something more appropriate for church if they chose to.
That's right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, but you know,
the thing is, we don't want to judge and we don't want to be putting them down. We have to teach them. We have to tell them, you know, because, you know, if it were me at that age, in that generation, it may have been me. It may have been me. But I'm not in that generation, you know.
Yeah.
And I know better because I've grown to know better in the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And the Holy Spirit will put me in check. Just like someone just said, you know, when you get to walking with the Lord and you really want to please him, I have, at being saved, had to go back because, oh, God, I just did not feel comfortable in it. I, for whatever reason, maybe wrong color, I don't know. But nope, this one I'm not feeling comfortable, so we're not going to wear this. You know, so the Holy Spirit will pull your coattail if we will allow him. If we will allow him. Amen. Anyone else? Thank you so much. We just want to keep people aware, our young people, and some of our young first ladies. We have really young pastors, and and their wives are young, and they still want to be in the world, but we're not of the world. And we don't need to be straddling the fence. There should be a difference in our look, in our character, in our personality from the people in the world. Hands down, no question about that. People should be able to know that you are a Christian. Not perfect. They have some things that you're dealing with, but you are a Christian. May have
and that
some
beauty
flaws
of awareness
that still need
too.
To be ironed up.
Yeah. I was saying, to beauty awareness, to let them know that they are beautiful. I know
absolutely.
They want to be attractive and attracted to men and, you know, and not to look like old-timey, sanctified old woman or whatever. That they don't have to do that, but I've noticed that the first, what we call first lady, the pastor's wives that are young, some of them are beginning to dress that way. I've noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here thinking, wow, we have something that's, you know, I don't know what we'll call it, to bring the young people an awareness that you're beautiful as you are, you know, and all of this. Because it's got to be so uncomfortable. That cannot be comfortable, okay? There's no way that's comfortable.
It ties in with divination, diva, that's witchcraft, you know, and so we just want to be very
careful.
So
it's a spirit then, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a spirit. Yeah. It's a spirit on them.
A demonic spirit.
Oh, okay. A demonic
spirit.
You know,
coming out of Egypt, you know, with all of this, God is being worshipped.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can get beside ourselves, you know, and that's why... how people with, even with the football stars or people that become stars at a young age, they get beside themselves. It happens so quickly, so much money, so much attention, so much glamour, so much, so they, you know, get caught up in the wrong thing. Same as so with us. So that's why we have to be careful. And someone needs to correct us. Someone needs to say, baby, you know, that's not the way. No, you know, we need to start correcting. We need to do what God has called us to do and do it the way Jesus would do it. He would love them out of it. He would educate
them. Well, what do you think about? What do you think about Erica Campbell? You know, they said she had on a dress too tight, and she said she didn't think anything was wrong with it, you know, and I guess others don't
do?
Either because,
what
you know.
What can you do? Exactly. But if the person is not convicted, and that's what I'm saying, even some of the gospel entertainers.
You know, yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see it. But
I didn't actually see her when she went across the stage, but they said Steve Harvey said something about gospel singers looking like that. But I did hear an interview she did with a lady, and, you know, she just said that she don't feel like it's nothing with women of God showing their curves if the dress is long, you know, long and appropriate. She just don't feel like there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, my clothes fit me. Now, I'm not wearing
any tight.
Clothes that's too big
I said tight.
Yeah.
Your clothes fit you. We talking about tight.
Amen.
Well, you know, and she got a nice shape and stuff. We talking about tight. You know.
I think that when we dress so worldly or sensuously, where it takes away from the message that God has given us. Why even give the message? Whether it's singing, preaching, reading, whatever it is, directing, whatever, why even do it for God when God is not getting the glory because the people are not focused on Him? They're looking at you. So I think that the gospel entertaining world we need to keep them in prayer, because just as the world with this fame, they can, you know, slip into this place of goddess, you know, being lifted up and being worshipped or idolized, which, you know, that has happened, you know. So I think we need to pray for them, like we need to pray for the pastors and the churches, just like we need to pray for everybody that is a leader, that they will seek ye first, that they will keep their eyes on Him, that they would die to their flesh. And you know, and just not look at the world, because it's the world that's really got a greater hold than the body of Christ having a hold. The world does. You know, everything is plastered about fashion and beauty and being a certain size. I mean, it's everywhere, and it's all the time. And so it's what we're looking at. It's what we're meditating. It's what we're thinking. That's why we can't meditate on this stuff in the world. We can't look at it too long. That program called Empire, I just learned what it was. I thought the people was talking about a business, a company. When I heard people, they laughed at me. You don't know what Empire is? No. And I tried to watch it one time, and I couldn't. And I said, thank you, Lord. I don't need to watch that trash. I didn't need to watch it, you know, because it was too much.
Wow.
It was too much about the world, you know, and I don't need to be drawn in. I got my own that I'm dealing with to keep me where I need to be. I don't need to look at this person and want to have what they have, and I know I can't get it. Craziness, you know, so... But I'm just saying, everybody, you know, television is entertainment for people. That's what it's for. So we just have to be careful about the level and the type of entertainment that we're taking, that we're looking, that we're watching, that we're feeding ourselves. Because what we feed ourselves is what's going to burst out of us. That's what's gonna happen. So... to God be the glory. Anybody else, real quickly, before we get off the air tonight? Amen. We're not going to, you know, labor it and keep going on. We have shared two sessions about it, and we just pray that it has enlightened us, you know. Enlighten our eyes of understanding for us to know what some of what this particular word name does to us when we yield to it and we use it. So we just want to be careful, and I pray that it finds us all well. And it was received in the love that it was given in. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else have anything else to share? We're going to pray and ask God to help us and give us creative ideas on how to bring it into the church to share and to shed the light on it. When it is, when they will receive it, it's all in God's timing. And this is the time, because we're just, it's being used way too much. And so we want to put a stop to it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. But we love the people. Amen. Because God loves them. Amen. And we love the body of Christ. We are part of the body of Christ. So God bless you all for joining in with us. We have, I do want to, I don't know if we have any late listeners. This is something that you can be a part of to help us even with this word that's being released. We are having our Kingdom Call Prayer Watch, and we're having it on the 17th of July, and it is a night watch. We are on the watch overnight. Amen. And if you are local, we want you to connect and tell the other intercessors and the other saints to come to this prayer watch. Amen. And we're going to be interceding and travailing. And if you are not in the area and you want to be on a watch, we can put you on a watch. Amen. We can put you on a watch so that we have prayer hubs all over that's praying simultaneously on the same thing, for the same thing, and we will see the wonderful results of the prayers, of the fervent, earnest, heartfelt prayers and intercession that will be going up on the 17th. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So keep that in mind. Amen. God bless you.
July the 17th.
Yes. July the 17th. Yes. Monica, do you want to give the directions or the address? The address is what I meant.
Okay. It's 1615 Northampton Road, 1615 Northampton Road, Suite 260. And that's DeSoto, 75115.
Amen. And that starts at 11. We're going to be on the watch overnight.
11 p.m.
P.M., night watch.
Okay.
We're going to lose some sleep. But we're going to gain some victory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 While most people sleep, most of the saints be sleeping, the enemy is not. And we will be up standing in the gap, catching some things, stopping some things, turning some things around. Amen. Praying some things through in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So God bless you. Is there anything else? We'll be in North Dallas this Saturday, and Sunday we'll be at the jail. So partner with us, pray with us, and help us do what God has called us to do. Anything else? Hallelujah.
I want you all to pray with my husband and I. The Lord has put on my heart a 24/7 prayer center. You know,
Amen.
We watch like the hospital is open, you know, and this prayer center would be open with pastors or whoever around the clock. Like they would do a shift in the hospital.
Hallelujah.
That prayer is made in this center. People can come in. It's going to be called the House of Prayer. My Father's House of Prayer is what he gave me. And I got it on the scripture course, My Father's House of Prayer. That it'll be 24/7, just like you have been doing in all of this, but it just will continue, you know.
Exactly.
And I
have come in agreement with you with that because God has given me years ago to do a 24-hour prayer line and have it set up where people are there in a office, two or three people there, 24 hours. But it's just finding committed people to make that type of a sacrifice. But there are those that are willing. So we come in agreement with you tonight that that 24-hour house of prayer in the name of Jesus will come forth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Just as God has given it to you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We'll remember to keep that lifted up. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and give you and your family his perfect peace is my prayer. I'm Elder Jordan, and this is the Kingdom Call, and we are excited that you have been with us tonight. Dial in, connect with us on next week when we'll pick up what else the Lord is saying. Share it with someone. Let them know that we're here. And they will, too, be blessed. We love you. Have a good night. On Monday night, we have my sister, my friend. On Tuesday night is Mojo. On Wednesday, of course, is a Kingdom Call. On Friday is Street Talk. And on Saturday is Free on the Inside. And that's Block Talk Radio with Granny's Place. Amen?
Amen.
God bless. Yes. We love you and have a good night. Send a text, hit us up on Facebook with something about tonight's discussion. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.